Now, finally, it's a wet Ihahauna, more rain due on the way, even if it is dry with you tonight at the moment. But still, excited kids all over the country are dressing up and getting ready to ring your doorbell and say trick or treat. However, the downside of all the fun is that the fireworks can cause not just a risk to human health, obviously, with the dangers, but the trauma that the noise of fireworks can cause to some cats and dogs. And our reporter, Dee McAfane, has been finding out how we can help our anxious pets over the Halloween.
I'm at the NSPCA, where they're preparing to support their animals with the noise and chaos that comes along with Halloween. Gillian Bird, the head of welfare advocacy at the NSPCA, highlights how the festive night affects animals.
Halloween is extremely stressful for animals. Well, people automatically think it's to do with fireworks and the stress it puts on dogs and other animals, but there's an awful lot of stuff that goes on. You've got the strange noises, you've got the fireworks, the bangs going off, which is obviously going to scare the dogs. It'll make them bark, it can freak out the cats, it'll scare the wildlife, the birds in the trees. It can affect on all different animals that people don't realise. But we also have, this is the time of the year where a lot of animals are trying to get ready for hibernation. So when we disturb their sleeping places, their resting places, by taking all the wood piles away, by taking things generally from hedges, we're disturbing them as well.
Over at a dog park in Fernhill, run by the Dunleary County Council, local dog owners are feeling the pressure of the holiday.
Well, we've two dogs. One dog is young, she's here with me now, and she's not really affected, but we've a small dog who's older and she's traumatized, especially with bangers and fireworks going off. We just keep her in a quiet room upstairs and try and drown out the noise. But it seems to start earlier every year.
So last year at about 11 o'clock at night, we were out walking where we thought it would be nice and quiet, and some teenagers approached us and began letting fireworks off right beside the dog. So from there, then he's quite scared. So this year we're very mindful.
She hates it. She just hides all the time. It's really hard to get her to go out. The fireworks just terrify her. So we end up inside for most of it.
Yeah, so Halloween, it's not really a fun time for my dog at all. She's still quite young, so all the fireworks and bangs really terrify her. And like, especially with Halloween Day coming around, like all the knocks on the doors, like it gets her really riled up and excited, and just, yeah, it's not a fun time for us at all.
So, what can you do to help your furry friend feel safe? Dr. Claire Carden, a spokesperson for Irish Blue Cross and Veterinary Ireland, has some practical advice for pet owners.
The big thing is making sure that your dog has been out and had their exercise and their opportunities to go to the toilet earlier in the day. And if they're going to be reluctant to go out after dark, maybe make sure they've got access to an area inside, whether it's a doggy toilet or an incontinence pad, something that they can go to the toilet and relieve themselves if they're too scared to go outside later on. And if it's your cat, again, they might be a little bit worried about going out, so make sure there's plenty of litter trays in the house. There are wonderful plug-in pheromones that have been shown to reduce stress levels. There are various sprays and collars containing pheromones as well, so when your dog or cat moves around, they can actually get the benefit of those pheromones. Then internally, there's some supplements which contain L-tryptophan, and they help to reduce stress levels too.
What else can owners do to help their pets?
If you behave as if it's a normal evening and there's nothing to worry about, your animals are more likely to take that cue from you. If you sit and hold them and give them lots of reassurance and try and calm them down, they're going to think you're anxious as well. So try and stay upbeat, watch TV, listen to music, do what you would normally do if an evening, and your animals are more likely to take that cue from you. If they want to hide, if it's the cat, let them go under the bed or on top of the wardrobe. They're very good at finding somewhere to hide out at where they feel safe, and they'll just wait for the noise to settle down. If it's your dog, they'll soon tell you where they want to be as well.
Sensible advice there from vet Claire Carden, ending Dee McAfane's report.